Does your computer sound like this? Well, imagine if it sounded like this.
And welcome to the MIDI Music Adventure Show. I am Andrew, and with me is my friend Rob on the left mic, and Quinn is with us on Team Talk.
It is not the official birthday show for me this year because, well, that would have been tomorrow.
Yes.
It's the early bird one.
Yes. Yeah. So, happy early birthday for Quinn.
That's although nice. if you want to claim that it's somebody's birthday today, you can just refer back to my former boss's wife.
Woohoo!
Yes. So I think today will probably be a shorter show because I want to go watch the wrestling pay-per-view. So I think today we'll continue Sam and Max. The first episode of the Telltale Games Sam & Max sequels. And first, we will play with this new program that Arfie found that is called M1. It's not related to Korg, and it's like a program that... It's like a music player that plays the music out of arcade games like MAME, ROM arcade games.
Huh.
So it's pretty neat. So this is Metal Slug.
I wonder if it would do anything with Afterburner.
Let's see. Because I have almost all of them. Games, that is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what we can find.
My god, is that ever a large ROM set?
Yeah. Mine's out of date by a few years now, but...
Well, they haven't really updated it that much.
Yeah, I mean, that's because, sadly, arcade is dead. I mean, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
There's still improvements from time to time. So it's like, I could say for the most part, I have all the important old games. It's mostly the stuff that doesn't work is all stuff like after like 1995.
Yeah.
Some of the newer games when things started going 3D and things get more powerful. So, let's just turn that down slightly. So let's see, where the heck is MAME? There's MAME, there's the ROM folder. Let's see. The problem is, I have to sort through, there we go, by the, like the archive, like zip ROM file names, which not necessarily is descriptive enough. Sometimes, you know.
Everything is down to 8 characters, as I recall. I was actually looking at my own local ROMs directory, and it looks like they did 8x3.
Yeah.
I guess they want to make sure things can still run in the DOS version of MAME.
Yeah. What's cool about the program is, like, it tells you, it says, like, what the game is, like, what driver it's using, and, like, what hardware with is the sound. Which is pretty neat. So it's like, obviously, Metal Slug is Neo Geo, with the Z80 and the YM2610, which I think would be the Yamaha FM chip. So let's try this. All right, typing. Oh, not supported. Well, this one is.
Oh, there we go.
Afterburner 2. So this is in its driver. It says Turbo Outrun plus X board. Hardware Z80, YM2151, and Sega PCM Bank 512.
Whoa.
What's interesting is it also like picks like a song to start with, like which is not necessarily like zero index. So like right now it says starting song 145. So I wonder like what's before that, if it thought that this was the first song. It looks like the stuff before it is like partial loops or something. That's really interesting. Let's try 142.
Yes, the little thing that plays in the menu.
Yeah. Or the start of a mission.
Yeah, the start of the mission is actually the beginning of the previous track. Way too many good memories. The local arcade actually had a sit-in cabinet for Afterburner.
Nice.
I remember that thing very vividly.
Well, you know what I thought was interesting is like, you know, some games have great soundtracks, and I'm not explaining my thoughts correctly, but it's like this one's all nice and in stereo and everything, but how many of the arcade cabinets actually had stereo speakers?
Probably more of them than you might think.
I don't know, man. Like it's like the also like Killer Instinct, for example, that's all mono, but it had an amazing soundtrack. Like, and like if you got like I did when you bought the Super Nintendo Killer Instinct, they gave you the CD with the real original soundtrack. That was like probably one of the first games I'm aware of. It's probably not the first game, but it's like the first game I'm aware of that like gave you the original soundtrack in like the full actual original soundtrack, not like the recordings from the game that came with the game you bought.
I wish I could find that CD.
I have it here. Like, that's one maybe. I don't know. We might just play with this thing for this whole hour.
Oh my gosh, there's way too much fodder for it. Yeah,
I know.
We could make probably the next 10 shows just playing around with this thing.
Oh, yeah,
we can do a name that tune.
Oh god.
Which game is this? A this, B this.
I know, right? It's crazy. So, let's play the next one. So. While I search for what I'm looking for.
The key item.
Why did it get quieter?
I didn't hear that happen.
Don't look at me, I didn't touch anything.
You didn't hear it get quieter?
No, I did.
I didn't hear it get quieter, but I didn't touch anything because I'm too much physical distance.
Maybe you did it with your mind.
What am I looking for?
I am well known to be a jinx. Maybe that has something to do with it.
That's the spirit.
All right. Okay, let's Let's try. Oh, that's the wrong folder. Oh, this one. This one will give you some laughs. The arcade version of Contra.
Woo. Oh my!
With a soundtrack done in FM.
Oh gosh!
How crazy is that?
Good old memories.
I know, right?
And the younger audience is wondering, what the hell?
I know.
There's a whole generation that isn't going to understand any of this, and that makes me want.
That's too bad. That's yes. Just too bad.
It makes me want to cry. It does. Darn kids in their home consoles.
So you blame things like Netflix.
Yes. Says the Netflix subscriber.
Good job.
Remember this from Contra.
Kind of thing. Was this that waterfall level maybe?
No. This was the waterfall level. No, this was the snow level.
Yeah.
That's the boss music. That one boss. Like after you win.
We won.
Ah.
Yeah. Right, let's try this one. So let's go to let's do this. Cause there was one really interesting thing. So now we'll play Killer Instinct 2.
Hmm. This could be interesting.
It's just like mono, like we were saying. There was one track that I thought was really interesting that I wish I had the actual like original soundtrack of Killer Instinct 2, but I don't think one really exists. Although I did read some interesting news. And I think, honestly, it either happened just this month or last month. Microsoft has recovered the trademark rights to Killer Instinct, the name.
Whoa. Cool.
Now, hopefully...
If it happened within the last month, that has some interesting implications, given that we know what's going to happen on Tuesday.
If they said Xbox, what is it called? Next or 720? I don't know anymore.
Infinity.
The next Xbox. If they came out and said launch title Killer Instinct 3, would buy it. Yes. I would buy that system on day one to play that game if they made it. I don't even care if the game sucked. I would not care. If it's Killer Instinct 3. The other thing people are thinking is they might just, maybe they'll do like an HD re-release, which would still be awesome. I would buy that too. just to play like an HD re-release of Killer Instinct? Are you kidding me? That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that the Xbox controller sucks for fighting. In fact, every controller since the Nintendo 64 and Super Nintendo controller sucks for fighting games. No, the Dreamcast controller was pretty good. Because it felt right. It didn't, like, the 64 controller was the best because you had six freaking buttons right there. But, so.
What?
It's the jungle fight, Aaron.
Oh.
What's the thing is, like, you get the song, then you get, like, the finisher bit of the music, and then the finish when it's over. There's one track that I thought was really cool, just musically, like what they did was, like, it's a really like heavy guitar thing with like squealing feedback, but then it's like you realize what that is. I don't remember which number it is, so I'll just scroll through all this. But it was so cool, because, like, I don't want to ruin it, like, but I thought what they did, what the composer did with that, with this one I'm looking for was really cool. Oh, this was Spinal's level. What's really interesting is the original Killer Instinct was kind of a mix. Kind of tough. I mean, some people, probably a lot of people that maybe TVRN would recognize like what some of those things were, as far as like, oh, that's a Korg, and oh, that's a Roland, and this is that and that. But like, Killer Instinct 1 was very varied, where this one is very, very much Roland sounds. It's pretty funny, actually. Some of the tracks in here, anyone listening that knows, like, the Roland, like, JV and SRX sound set, it's pretty funny.
I'm probably the one person at TVRN that doesn't know the first thing about any of this.
Look, some of those choirs are... Oh, here you go. Sounds right out of the JV/SRX boards. The Yao How sounds, everything. Mm-hmm. Used, like, so well, though. Like, I really want, like, the actual original soundtrack of this so bad. That would be, like, a dream come true. That'd be, like a long-lost soundtrack for me. I mean, although, like, I could boot up... I think my Nintendo 64 still works, and technically that's better than... The Killer Instinct Gold is better than this, because it's in stereo and it's a little higher quality than the arcade version, which is pretty funny.
I know my N64 still works.
Ah!
I know mine still works because it's on the shelf and I only have to use it 3 days ago.
Oh my god.
I have to rehook mine out, though.
Mine's not in the best shape. It's an offset of having it handed down from nephews who used it through its whole lifetime.
Saberwolf's level.
Ah.
The big howl at the beginning was a good hit.
I know, right?
Rob is just a little bit quiet.
Oh. Well.
Well.
There.
There you go. Much better.
Yes, he has a problem. Because he keeps talking at me instead of to the microphone. That's the problem.
Bad habits die hard.
Staring at you.
Yeah. I did a remix of this song, actually.
Huh.
Oh, maybe I can find it. Let's see. Should be... in this folder, I think, maybe, possibly, perhaps.
In that spot over there.
Now, maybe it's in this folder. but we'll play the next thing in here. This is probably like that TJ Combo's music. See, because he's black, so it had to be rap music. Apparently, that's how the 90s worked.
We still weren't over that yet.
Orchids music.
Well, that had a very particular style to it, didn't it?
Yeah. I want to say this is Jago's music.
No, I thought we heard Jago earlier. I just think this might be like Maya or something.
No, Maya was the very first one, the jungle music.
No, I mean, I'm trying to think who it was.
I'm correct. Trust me. I beat that bitch on that level so many times. Maya was the jungle level. This is not jungle music.
I'm trying to think who else had sort of a ninja thing. I thought we heard one before earlier.
Let's see if I can find this. Let's see, I found a version of this. This was never finished, like most things I do.
Welcome to the club. Perils of being creative.
I think Lazy might be in there too.
yeah, definitely.
And also the perils of having to go to work.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, tell me about it.
Of course, the character select level, or screen music, rather. This is the one. This is really interesting. Listen to those guitar riffs, and then what happens later. I thought this was really clever. That's the guitar riff. Listen to when the guitar riff comes back in. They're playing like the guitar squeals to the tone of those sound effects. I thought that was brilliant.
Not bad.
It's creative.
Yes. That's my version. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi, Andrew.
Hey, Brian.
How are you?
Oh, good. I'm good. How are you?
Good. And what game are you playing this week?
Well, we were going to play some Sam & Max, the Telltale sequel episodic one. We started it a couple of weeks ago. But right now, we're just playing with a MAME ROM music player.
How come you're not playing a game right now?
Because we don't really have time. Because it's going to be a short show today.
Why?
Because I want to go watch WWE's pay-per-view.
So are you going to end your show at 6?
Yeah, something like that. So we're just hanging out, having fun.
That's too bad.
Well, you could. The archives are up if you want to hear the first Sam & Max. So you can always get the archives from MIDIMusicAdventures.com.
Well, yeah, I could do that.
Let's see. So pick any arcade game that you like the music to, and I bet you I have it, and we can try and play it. Any arcade game ever.
Street Fighter.
Okay. Which one?
Street Fighter 2.
Which one?
Street Fighter 2. There's... Okay. Now, of course, the trick is... Which... There we go. All right. SF2. Let's hope is the right...
Oh, my gosh.
There's like 1,000 SF2 files in here.
Yeah.
That's the only trick.
Sorry. There's three.
SF2...
Street Fighter 2, Street Fighter 2 Turbo, Super Street Fighter 2, Super Street Fighter 2 Turbo.
Well, let me just take everything in this folder that starts with SF2, and I'll just throw it in here, and I'll just say SF2 and see if it works. Let's see. Alright. Let's try this. Here we go. Let's try this one. There we go. You hear it on the phone there?
Yes.
Name that level.
Yeah.
And Quinn, I hope you enjoy your vacation tomorrow.
Thank you.
I don't remember some of this music. Aha! Yeah, everyone knows this one. I'm pretty sure it's Dawson's level. No, is that wrong?
Yep.
Wow, we're a bunch of geeks.
This one's Dawson's level.
No, it's not.
I know, I was kidding around.
Oh.
Oh.
I can't get my own joke. I don't know.
I do. It's terrible.
I think that is Dalzim's level. Uh.
Are you going to be back on the next week?
We should be, yeah.
This is the bonus stage.
No, I thought this was Vega's regular level.
Oh, maybe. I'm mixing up that.
Because I'll be able to call you for the next couple weeks now, Andrew.
Okay.
Because my friend Zoe is taking a 1 month hiatus of her doing her show because she's not feeling well right now.
Oh. Well, let's see. Is there any other game?
I haven't played very much arcade games for a while.
Ah. All right, well, if that's, let's try another game. Let's see, what do we got in this folder here?
Too bad you don't have any Final Fantasy VII boss music.
Oh, that one didn't work. Did I spell it wrong? I think I did.
Maybe.
How about this? Do you know this game, Brian?
No.
Oh. Does anybody recognize this?
Not me.
I saw the name, so I don't count.
Double Dragon.
Ah.
That's exciting. Whoa! Oh my god. Oh, is this the music when the girl gets kidnapped, I guess, right at the beginning, like when you start?
I'll say yes. I don't remember the game too well.
Definitely sounds period accurate, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Alright, well, I guess, we'll move on now.
Okay, and I'll talk again next week then, Andrew.
Alright, take care, Brian.
Bye, Andrew.
Bye.
I don't remember this one. Marvel vs. Capcom?
Oh, let's see.
Oh, wait a minute, though, that might be too newish or something. I'm just picking a random game. Let's just try that one.
Whoa. This is cool. I don't remember this from this game, but I like it.
Oh. What number was that?
66.
That's why.
What the heck? I wanna let this play and see if it does anything else.
Reminds me of an old level from like Ninja Gaiden.
I don't think it's gonna though. The sound effect.
Ow.
Does anyone recognize this game besides me?
Not offhand.
Gauntlet.
Ah, I never played Gauntlet. Oh. Of course, I'm familiar with it, but I've never played it.
That's what counts, that you're familiar with it.
So the faster and faster versions of this is actually different songs. That's funny.
I guess there wasn't too much they could have done, was there? Ooh. Ow.
Maybe they were emulating something from like Super Mario, how the music speeds up when you're near the end of time.
1, 2, 3, 4
That was easy, yep.
I can do that.
Four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
I wonder what's after that.
Zero.
Oh! Ooh.
Try and find a way out.
Oh my god, this is awesome.
Welcome to the treasure room. You have found my treasure. Try this level now. Warrior. Valkyrie. Wizard.
I love that they're emulating an echo with that thing. That is pretty amazing. That must be the Pokey. No, I'm not kidding. See, hardware, 6502, YM2151, TMS5220, and Pokey. P-O-K-E-Y.
What?
I don't know. I wonder, what's TMS? Let's find out. What's TMS5220? Let's see.
Time for Google.
5220. Texas Instruments. Oh, no, the TMS5220 is the Texas Instruments LPC speech chips, according to Speak and Spell, baby.
Woohoo!
Okay, that explains it.
Let's see what Pokey is.
Yes, what the? Stop it!
P-O-K-E-Y chip? Pokey. The POT keyboard integrated circuit. It's a digital I.O. chip found in the Atari 8-bit family of home computers and many arcade games in the 1980s. Commonly used to sample ADC potentiometers such as game paddles. Oh. Yeah, okay. So why would it be... Oh, wait a minute! The USPTO Grand apparatus for producing a plurality of audio sound effects... This is referred to as Pokey sound generation abilities. So it is well known for its sound effect and music generation, producing a distinctive square wave sound popular among chiptune aficionados. Okay. So I wonder if that's that's interesting.
It's so educational.
It is. This is very educational. Help. What? Help.
Health.
That's perfect.
Welcome. Health.
Oh, health.
Need food badly. Valkyrie. Wizard. Your life force is running out. All your powers will be lost.
Oh my god, this is glorious.
He's about to die.
We should have put this in Diablo.
Oh.
Let's see you get out of here. Good cooperation. I've not seen such bravery. That was a heroic effort. Someone got the food.
I want to know if it goes back to any music. What? Is it laughing? It's laughing at
yes,
us?
Yes.
You pissed at me.
Whoa.
You pissed at me.
This is hilarious.
Can you skip tracks?
Well, I could just keep pressing the plus button.
It makes a nice sound.
This is ridiculous. Because there's songs that are missing that I want to listen to.
What number did it start at?
I don't remember. 66, I thought.
Maybe all the songs are... Pre-66.
Friends can join in anytime. Extra speed, extra fight power. Players can now go off screen. I've eaten all the food lately. Time's running out. Time is on my side.
This thing has got so many freaking... There's more speech in this game than some games that are out now. This is ridiculous.
Can you make it?
I'm gonna just keep hitting the plus button. This is just frightening.
Cause it was a little bit frightening.
Oh, what happened?
I know I should know where that's from.
Oh, we broke it. Oh, well.
It broke. All right,
what were we gonna look for?
I don't know why I keep thinking of this, but I'm wondering if there was actually any passable music in Stun Runner.
Let's see. I don't know what the game is called.
What game?
Marvel vs. Capcom.
No idea.
Let's see. If I open MAME, then I can find it in there. And if I look at the properties, then I should be able to find the file names. Let's see.
Not exactly an efficient filing system, is it?
Let's see. There's Marvel here. Marvel Super Heroes versus Street Fighter. Marvel vs. Capcom. Here we go. MVSC. So who would have figured that?
Because there's another one that was like Capcom versus SNK.
Yeah. What did I say? MVSC.
Yes.
MVSC 2. We'll try both of them.
When in doubt, check me.
Yeah. What other game should we look for?
If you want that one, go for it.
Oh my, what are you doing?
A surprise. Name that game.
Not yet.
Not yet.
I actually know the second one much better than the first one.
We're too used to certain comments that happen during the game, so we don't pay attention as much to the music.
This isn't ringing any bells for me, unfortunately.
Maybe we'll get to it.
It's just surprisingly has a lot of music in it that I remember.
Yeah. Oh, you just picked your guy. Fighting game.
Very popular amongst people.
What was one of the biggest fighting games of the 90s?
Mortal Kombat?
Yes.
I'm thoroughly embarrassed with myself that I didn't recognize any of that.
Like I said, we're too used to concentrating on the words when they say, like, fight, finish him, and whatnot. We're not paying attention to the music.
That's on the SE-8850. See what this one's got for us.
Apologies, I was distracted for a few minutes there.
NBA Jam Tournament Edition.
Oh gosh, I would have been right too had I guessed. Oh.
I used to have that game, but then I lent it to a friend. Never seen it since.
So many good memories.
This was such a fun game.
Gosh, and the amount of speech in that, too, was ridiculous.
Yeah. Let's try just the original.
That sounded like the beginning to the Arma 2 main menu music. That right there.
How about... let's try... So looking through files here.
Oh, yeah! Oh, that was brilliant.
This would be a Neo Geo game. Samurai Showdown 4.
Victory.
Yeah.
Reminds me of the beginning of one of the tracks from Shadow Warrior. I like how if you get the digital download of Shadow Warrior from 3D Realms Online Store, they actually give you the soundtrack in on format.
Yeah. I know which one to play, and then we'll finish up with one more thing. You ever play this? Ah! Revolution X. The game with Aerosmith. It was like a gun shooting game. Like the Terminator 2 arcade game, that kind of style.
Wait, was this the one that you shoot, like, the CDs or something?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot the name, but I remember the game.
Funny how they capture that in the thing here. It's like something. Alright, and let's try one more thing before we leave for the evening here. So this was fun. So, here we go. So, here's the... anybody remember the WrestleMania arcade game? With its, like, comical fighting mechanics?
It's probably been... Gosh, I probably was 5 years... I want to say I was probably 5, 6, or 7 years old. I may not recall it, but I probably have seen it.
Someone should be blinking there. See you.
Have a great vacation. Ah.
Yes, Brian says, have a great vacation, Quinn.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Bam, bam! Bam, bam!
There you go.
Awesome. Shawn Michaels was amazing. Doink.
Oh.
And nothing.
The awkward silence tracks.
I know. Come on. Play something entertaining. There you go. This was like the attract mode music.
Oh, I see.
So, tune in next week when we will continue probably playing Sam and Max. And so this was a fun little show playing with the MAME ROM music playback emulator thingy-do.
That it was.
Yes.
The MAME music player.
Yes. So, yes, that's it for us, and we're going to go. Goodbye.